Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Excuse me. It's the most beautiful day, 14th of May, 2014, and I can't believe where the year is going. It's unbelievable. It's warm, it's not as windy as it's been over the last few days. We haven't had any rain yet. It's too nice to be indoors, actually, but I'm just taking a bit of time out because I've been feeling a bit stressed today, and I'm not sure why. Maybe I didn't sleep very well, and I never do, actually, but I'm just relaxing with some chamomile tea, and so I'm trying to take some time out because I think I'm a liability to everybody today. My poor husband, Obi, he's had the short shrift from me a couple of times, which, and I'm not normally like that, but we were trying to, I think this is what started me feeling stressed. We were trying to, oh, here comes Pinky again. Don't tread on my phone, Pinks. So she's about to do so. We were trying to print, no, we weren't. We scanned something onto my laptop. And then we were trying to, we sent it to, now what did we do? Oh, I can't remember. But we were trying to get onto his Yahoo account to attach it, the things we'd scanned, to send somewhere. And Yahoo, if anyone who's visually impaired uses it, since they abolished the classic version, is a nightmare now. And I find it very hard. It's not impossible to use with a screen reader, but it's pretty difficult. So I said, look, I haven't got the patience with this today. Can you do it, please? So he tried to do it. He couldn't do it because the screen reader was on. So Pinky, she just pushed her head right in my face. He turned it off and he still had trouble. It kept throwing him out. He kept having to log back in. Anyway, he did it eventually, but this cat's mad. She keeps pushing her face in mine. At least she's making me laugh. I think I need something to make me laugh. And then I think it will ease the stress. And then I was sitting on the settee, on the sofa, the big one, and he kept sitting down on the arm of the sofa next to me because we were trying to sort it out on my laptop. And I've got very long hair, and it was on the arm of the chair, the settee, and he kept sitting on it, and I really nearly blew a gasket because it really hurts when someone sits on my hair. And he kept doing it. He did it about three times. And then he did it the other side. And then the dog, my little poodle, got up on the back of the settee, and then he did it from behind. So I think I need to take a lesson from that and tie it back, which I do. I normally do when I'm in the kitchen. I usually wear a hat as well when I'm cooking. And I look really stupid, but I don't care. I had a very nice lunch. I had some Tesco's. I only had one of these, but I bought some Tesco's Mediterranean wraps. And I washed and cut up about four small chestnut mushrooms. I put them on a plate in the microwave for about a couple of minutes just to cook them. And then I got the wrap and put it on a plate, and I spread some cream cheese and English mustard, which I'm sure everyone knows by now is one of my favourite things. And I mixed it all up with the cream cheese and some black pepper, and I put the mushrooms on the top. I folded it over and then I put it back in the microwave. Well, I hadn't put the wrap in before, but the mushrooms I had. Put it in the microwave for about maybe a minute, just about a minute, and it was really lovely. And then I had two plums. I like unripened plums, so I buy the ones that you ripen at home, and I eat them when they're not ripe because that's how I like them. I like them to be quite sour and juicy. I hate them too sweet and mushy, or even worse, mushy and not sweet. That's the worst kind of plums you can get, and I think that's what happens to these when they ripen, so that's why I like to eat them. No one else likes them in this house, so I buy about three, I don't know if you call them punnets or whatever, a week. And I eat all of them because I really love them. Anyway, I'm just waffling away to try and waffling the time away. There are some booze I want to post on a couple of the channels. Actually, I think it's just VIP Advisor about a couple of things, but I want to have my wits about me to do them so I can gather what I'm saying into one cohesive speech, if as it were, and not just be sitting here going, well, I had for my lunch, put the microwave on, my Obi sat on my hair. Anyway, I have got things to do, and I really should be outside. I was going to sit and do this outside, but the kids are having a, they're out of school now, but they were having a PE lesson. Some of you might know there's a primary school at the back of me, St. Philomena's Catholic School, and the kids were out there having a PE lesson, and the teacher, as a male teacher, and he's really loud, line up, oh, Callum, stop talking, pass the ball back to me, and, you know, he really shouts. I suppose he has to, but, you know, I think it kind of reverberates on the concrete or something. It's like he's got a microphone to his mouth or a loud hailer. Anyway, I think I better go now, and I've got to do some dialysis in a minute, and I'm feeling a bit less stressed now, so maybe just talking on Audioboo helped, or maybe it's the chamomile tea. Who knows? I don't. And I don't really care, as long as I'm not feeling quite as wound up as I was earlier, which is not... it's a really uncomfortable feeling, and I didn't like it. And I think it was... I blame it on Yahoo. They totally did my head in, because we just couldn't seem to get what we wanted to get done without a great deal of aggro. And then we both got confused with one another about what we were supposed to be doing. He said, do this. And I said, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And then it just went from there, and things just I could see them going from bad to worse. And then he sat on my hair. Okay, then. Take care, everyone, and speak soon.